The Parthenon sculptures set out to present an Athenian universe, made up of gods, heroes, and mortals, woven together in complex scenes drawn from myth and daily life. They are, I think, some of the most moving and uplifting sculptures ever made. They've become so familiar and have shaped so much of European thinking that it's hard now to recover their original impact. But at the time of their making, they were a quite new vision of what it meant intellectually and physically to be human, and indeed Athenian. They're the first and supreme achievements of a new visual language.
The idea of the new style was to create a new equilibrium between the human body and the human movement and the garments.
Olga Pelagia, Professor of Classical Archaeology at the University of Athens.
The effort was to achieve the perfect proportions of the human body, which were not there before. The key word for the new classical style is harmony and balance. That is why the sculptures of the Parthenon are so timeless, because the figures they created are indeed timeless.
But the sculptures were, of course, made at a very particular time and with a very particular purpose. And like all the objects I'm looking at this week, they sum up how this society thought about itself. The Parthenon was a temple dedicated to the goddess Athena Parthenos, meaning Athena the Virgin.